Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I am here with Meredith from Evelyn's Wildlife Refuge. How are you today, Meredith?
Very good.
Well, thank you for coming in today. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about Evelyn's Wildlife Refuge.
We are a nonprofit organization which takes in sick, injured, and orphaned wildlife. Our intent is to release them back into their natural habitats. We have a great group of dedicated wildlife rehabbers that all volunteer their time and their very committed to the quality care of the animals, mm-hmm. as well as educating the public to better understand our local wildlife and also to recognize when animals need assistance from humans.
And where are you guys located?
We recently relocated out to Suffolk, Virginia. We are now situated on 20 acres of surrounded woods.
That's nice.
Very nice. This doesn't mean that we only rehab in Suffolk. We actually have rehabbers in all the various cities, so we do most of all Hampton Roads.
Now, why would you say wildlife is important, especially here in Hampton Roads?
Every animal has a purpose. Most people think when they see foxes or raccoons that they're a nuisance. They don't realize that foxes are natural pest control. They eat in, you know, the mice that overpopulate rapidly. Squirrels plant the seeds and the nuts that end up being new trees for, you know, regrowth.
You always hear about possums too. People, you know, complain about them, but they do so much for her.
Possums to me are actually the most beneficial because they actually eat thousands of ticks. And they also are the natural garbage disposals. They go around and eat the carcasses and the leftovers of others.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of clean the area.
Now, what animals do you guys rehabilitate?
We mainly do raccoons. That's the main thing we usually do. But we do all Virginia wildlife mammals. We don't do birds.
Okay.
We get tons of raccoons, squirrels, opossums, skunks. We even had a couple beavers last year.
Wow.
We've had bats. We do snakes, turtles. So pretty much anything that's native to Virginia, we do.
Where do you get the animals from?
Most of the animals come from various Hampton Roads animal controls. We get a lot of animals that come in from people calling them. We also get a lot of other rescues will send us animals when they get overpopulated in capacity or they don't take a certain species, we mm-hmm. will take them. And then a majority of them is people calling in for animals. They got animals they find in their yard or they think, you know, need help.
I know the answer to this question, but maybe our listeners don't. What should someone do if they do find an animal in need?
Definitely call a licensed wildlife rehabber. Sometimes the situation needs to be assessed fully. You know, we don't want you grabbing an animal that you see and thinking it needs help. You could injure the animal. You could also injure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people call in. They find an animal. They've went on Google and they've looked up what to feed and drink. We ask you, please never give any animal that you contain any food or water. It's very important to call us immediately.
Now, why do you not recommend giving food and water?
Most of the times, the animals that are brought in are in a compromised state. Babies cannot control their body temperature, so giving them food or water can cause organ failure. Not counting, each species receives a certain formula for their species. And they get certain diets, they are put on certain feeding schedules, certain feeding amounts. If you give the wrong formulas, you can cause gastro problems, organ failure. Some even cause diseases that are unnoticeable till down the road, which cause painful death.
So you're doing more harm than good.
Exactly.
Can people drop off animals at the refuge?
We ask that nobody ever does that. We want to make sure that somebody is there. We also want to speak to the person. It's very important that we get all the information we can on the situation. We want to know if we can get a comparison of size, if we can find out where the animal was found, how the animal is acting, everything to ensure that we get ready for the animal coming in.
When someone turns over an animal, can they ever visit that animal again, or how does that work?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
All the animals we get in, we try to not habituate since they will be released back into the wild. So we limit the contact with humans very, very much. We do, if somebody brings an animal in and they want to know updates, we will give them updates. We post photos and updates on our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We can email them. I have people who text me and I text them pictures. So
aww.
We definitely will keep people updated.
What animal do you get the most calls on?
We specialize in raccoons, so that is a good majority of the calls we get sent, but the most calls we get are on bunnies. Bunnies make nests in the most oddest places. It's usually slam dead in the center of your yard. So they, you know, you find this nest, you don't see a mom around. The first thing that comes to everybody's head is these are abandoned babies. Mom's been killed or is taken off. There's these poor little babies. That is not the case. Mm-hmm. Mom is actually somewhere close by watching you, wishing you'd get away from her babies. She comes by only at dusk and dawn. She runs over top of the nest real quick. She feeds them. She leaves. That's her safety. So, you know, predators like birds don't see it. It's the same thing with fawns. Fawns are not with their moms till they're older. We get more calls on the two of those. People have actually already kidnapped the babies.
Oh, no.
So we ask you to leave the babies alone. And unless you see an animal in distress, you know, you could usually tell, like if you see a fawn and it's laying on its side and it's not laying sitting up, it's probably in distress. We need to interfere. But otherwise, they need to stay alone.
Is that the same with baby raccoons or possums?
Well, possums, yes. If you see a baby possum, the moms are not very good about coming back and getting them. So if you see a baby possum and it's like under 6 inches, we ask you call immediately. Mm-hmm. They won't survive on their own in most cases. Baby raccoons, usually their moms are the best, them and foxes. So usually if the mom's not with the babies, she's out foraging for food
but
or
nearby.
Something's happened. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Do you relocate animals if they're considered a nuisance to property owners?
We absolutely do not, and we do not recommend it. Most cases, the animal will not survive once it's been relocated. They have no clue where to forage for food. They have no clue where to den up. They don't know who the higher anarchy they're going to have to go against. So usually they either starve to death or they are killed. And nevertheless, it's actually illegal in the state of Virginia to even trap and relocate a wildlife animal.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize that.
Well, what about as pets? Do you keep any of the animals you rehabilitate as pets?
We do not. We legally cannot keep them as pets. If an animal has a medical reason that makes them non-releasable, but they are able to live pain-free in captivity, we can consider to apply for an educational permit to keep them. We actually have two raccoons that we do keep, Pink and Nuri. They've been with us for like 14, 15 years.
Wow.
They both came in with parvo, and they ended up having neurological, you know, issues. So it, you know, it hinders them from being released. But a lot of cases, it doesn't work that way.
I know a lot of people see on Instagram, internet, people have pet raccoons, pet foxes,
yes,
pet any type. I've even seen a pet possum. What do you think about when you see social media pages like that?
It's cute, and everybody sees all them cute videos, so they assume this is, you know, it's just like having a dog or cat. It's not. And I really have no clue how these people keep raccoons, because that's what I do the majority of. When mm-hmm. they hit a teenage year, they get very mischievous. And we're
like a teenager.
Oh, very much so. And they will get destructive. And then, you know, sometimes their hormones kick in where they get more, you know, they can get aggressive like the males when they're ready to, you know, breed. And then you have also, it's not even that, you have parasitic issues too. You know, raccoons are very high carriers of roundworm and can cause neuro issues if it's passed over to a human. Mm-hmm. It's zoonotic diseases. I just don't know. I guess it depends on what their procedures are, if they're keeping them dewormed, if they're vaccinated them, but I don't think they need to be in the wild.
What is the busiest time of the year for you guys?
Usually it's April through September, which we call that baby season. But
that's exactly what I was just thinking, like springtime. And you see,
exactly.
Yeah.
But actually, with the weather climate changing, we've actually been getting animals as early as February and as late as November. So we really haven't had any kind of downtime this past year and the year before.
Yeah, the weather has been extremely strange. I actually have a camera on the side of my house, and I get alerts on my phone when there's any movement. And last night it went off, and I looked, and there's four possums. There was four of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what in the world? And then a week ago, there was a raccoon in our driveway. And usually I don't see that as like around this time, but I guess since it was 70 degrees yesterday and then it's 20 the next day.
Exactly.
They're kind of confused. So now if you see a nocturnal wildlife animal out in the daytime, does that necessarily mean that it has rabies?
No. While nocturnal animals are more active at night, many will venture out during the day, especially moms that are foraging for food that couldn't find food in the evening for the babies. They'll go out during the day. Sometimes you'll have the juvenile raccoons when their mom's away. They think they're being, you know, funny. They get very mischievous. We get a lot of calls on those when it starts hitting later season. They're like, we've got these younger baby raccoons, and they're not. They're juveniles. And they're being bad.
So do you guys vaccinate any of the animals?
Yes. All rabies vectors receive the rabies vaccination before they're released. We deworm while they're in our care. We deflea while they're in their care. If any come in that are compromised, they are put on antibiotics through a vet, because we go all the, you know, the animals, we do have vets in the area that take care of wildlife, that sponsor us, that we, you know, we go through. So everything before it is released is vaccinated and 100% healthy and has all its skills before we will release it.
Can any person rehab an animal that they find, or do you need specific certifications?
You must be licensed through the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. It is illegal to do it without it. We have tons of licensed rehabbers. You can go right on VDGIF's website and look up wildlife rehabbers. It will tell you all the ones in your area. If somebody finds it and they don't have a computer access, they can call us. If I can't take the animal, we'll send them to somebody closer to them in their area. But you definitely cannot do it in the state of Virginia. They're very strict on that.
Now, how does a person become a licensed rehabilitator with Evelyn's Wildlife Refuge?
If somebody is interested, we would love to have them. We need rehabbers. We will walk them through all the steps, through the forms on obtaining a permit. It does depend on the city they reside and the species they want to rehab on what the requirements are. We want to make sure, though, before somebody jumps into that, they know that rehabbing is definitely not a hobby. It is a full-time commitment. It will change your life. You need to make sure that everybody in your family is willing.
Okay with it too.
Yes, because if you have little kids, it will take time away from those little kids. Mm-hmm. I don't really recommend it when you have little kids, but it's also rewarding. I mean, you've got this animal that you've given a second chance and you get to watch it be released. So, I mean, there's rewards and there's downsides.
What about with pets? You know, say you have some dogs at home and you want to become a rehabilitator. What do you recommend in that situation?
You can, but legally by law, you have to have a separate area, whether it's a separate room or a separate building that keeps the animals away from domestic. You cannot have the domestics near them. A lot of the wildlife animals tend to befriend, you know, like foxes will befriend dogs, raccoons, mm-hmm. you see it on videos, they befriend cats and dogs. I live out in Suffolk and I see it all the time, foxes with cats and stuff, because, you know, they're almost in the same area, so they kind of befriend each other, mm-hmm. especially if there's a food source they both
yeah.
go to.
Now, do you guys accept volunteers?
We do accept volunteers, but you cannot volunteer with or around the animals unless you are licensed and pre-vaccinated with rabies. We do need volunteers to help in other areas, though. We do a lot of fundraising and community events we need help with. We build enclosures at, you know, a lot of our rehabbers' houses that we need enclosures for, you know, pre-release. And we also need volunteers for collecting and transporting supplies, donations, equipment. So we can use them for other things. It's just not the animals.
When it comes to donations, what are the things that you guys are in need of the most?
A lot of people think of donations, they think of it being monetary, which also helps. Rehabbing is very expensive. We have vet costs. We have building and costs. We have supplies, food. People don't realize formula. I just ordered formula. It was almost $1,000 just to get us for the beginning of the season. We can use supplies. We use sheets. We use blankets, dog food, cat food, baby food. We could use dog beds a lot. And it doesn't have to be brand new. It can be used. A lot of people, I tell them, you know, beginning of spring when you're cleaning out your closets, we can use all that old stuff a lot of times. Heating pads. It doesn't have to be new. We love used.
Now, do you guys have a wish list?
We do have a wish list. I post it on our Facebook page, our Instagram page. We have it on our website. And if they can't find it, they're welcome to contact us and we'll send it to them.
And what is your Facebook page?
Evelyn's Wildlife Refuge.
Now, do you guys have any upcoming events for 2018?
Yes, we have our annual yard and bake sale that we have. So we are taking donations for the yard sale and for the bake sale. We also have the Wildlife Baby Shower, which was our first year last year, which was a hit. It's probably the only time that you can come in and see the babies that are at the refuge mm-hmm. being rehabbed. You, of course, can't cuddle and hold them, but yeah. you could at least see the babies. A lot of people have never seen a baby animal up close. We also will be doing our annual casino night in November this year. That's always a big hit where we have the silent auction and the raffles and the games. It's an adult only, but it's definitely a great event.
And you said that's in November?
That's in November.
Okay, perfect.
And we have other events that we're in the process of planning that we'll keep everybody updated on the website and Facebook page.
What are the goals for Evelyn's Wildlife Refuge for this year?
Well, number one goal is definitely to get more rehabbers. We are in a big need of rehabbers. And also, we are building a new wildlife refuge facility. We're hoping to have it done in spring. That is what our goal is.
Mm-hmm. So you need the public's help in volunteering with that build, or?
We need monetary donations for that to pay for some contractors. We'll definitely need...
What about contractors that are willing to donate their time to help you
definitely.
Guys?
Definitely. We
What kind of things like wood, metal?
Yes. Okay. Any materials, wood, the metal, roofing. We'll also need supplies, washer, dryer, fridge. We want the building to be completely set up to where everything is in the building that the animals will need and the rehabbers rehabbing them.
Now, why do you work with Evelyn's Wildlife Refuge?
Besides wanting to be exhausted, I love animals. I've loved animals since I was a child, and I started out with feral cats. That was, you know, I work at a salvage yard, and of course we get lots of cats, and I've started out with that. And then with cats, you have animals. I have raccoons that come and eat. I have foxes that come to eat. And I brought a possum one time to Evelyn years ago that actually was at the at our shop, and it was hurt. Just being over there, watching what she was doing, being up close to those animals, and I live in Suffolk, I have acreage, it just seemed like it was the perfect thing. You know, we don't, there's not a lot of area, people keep building up, building houses, cutting down trees, so there's not a lot of area for wildlife, and I just feel that I've got the capabilities and I've got the land to do it, why not give back?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What is the, I don't want to say most exotic, but what is the most different, I guess you could say, type of animal that you've rehabilitated or had a call about?
I would definitely say the beavers we had last year. Unfortunately, both of them passed, but those were probably the most unique animals that we have gotten. They were also the most adorable little animals we've gotten. Only problem is animals like that you have to keep for long term. So we were in the process of trying to figure out how we were going to keep them long term before release. But it's not every day you get a call on a beaver being found.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, what was wrong with them? How'd they pass away?
We don't really know. There's not a lot of, I guess, education when it comes to wildlife vetting in regards to beavers, because you don't see beavers in zoos.
Yeah.
So more of what wildlife vets learn is usually what you'll find in a zoo, otters and other animals like that. So it was kind of hit or miss. We were kind of, you know, we were trying to figure out what was wrong with them. We tried different, well, not even medications, just different angles of trying to
different
help them.
Different methods to try and figure
out. Yeah, you know, like a lot of it was gastro, and a lot of the animals have to have certain bacteria in their stomach. Well, you can buy dog bacteria at any pet store. You can buy raccoon bacteria online at wildlife
but beavers.
Places. But beavers isn't common, so it was very hard. We had a very hard time with them, and it was very stressful, but it was also an experience.
And what is your favorite thing about working with Evelyn's Wildlife?
It's a learning experience. I don't care how long you've been rehabbing. You could be doing it for 30 years. You'll learn something new every day. No animal is exactly the same. No species is exactly the same. And it's like they keep you on your toes, and there's always something new that's coming up.
Before we end this interview, is there anything else that you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today?
I would definitely say that if you have questions in regards to wildlife, call somebody. Don't assume. Don't think that when you see an opossum outside that it's got rabies. That's incorrect. You know, a lot of people don't realize they don't carry rabies. If you see a baby bird on the ground and it's got a little bit of feathers, it's probably a fledgling. Don't go taking it and bringing it home. If you see baby bunnies, they're not abandoned. All these situations could have been prevented and kept with the animal's mother if somebody would call. We encourage, if it's not even if it's us, another wildlife rescue. We have tons in this area to call. It's not like we're limited. A lot of people feel we're limited, and we're not. We have lots of rescues in this area for wildlife.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And again, you can visit z104.com and get all the information on Evelyn's Wildlife Refuge, as well as info on upcoming events and how you can help out here in Hampton Roads. Thank you again, Meredith.
Thank you.